Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
10 games down to your rookie season, six to go. What has been the biggest adjustment so far, in your first year?
For me, just really getting into a good routine. First couple weeks, I thought I had a good routine going through training camp, but I always kept having to adjust to try to keep, perfecting. And I just feel like later down the road, I've just been able to get my routine, get comfortable with it, know what I have to do here and there. I'm not second guessing what I'm doing and just making myself more just comfortable, more confident with going into games and going into practice and stuff.
Now, when you say your routine, do you mean in practice? Do you mean pregame? Do you mean over to the stadium, what sandwich you're going to get?
I mean, going in the training room, like knowing I need to contrast before practice, knowing I need to get my hip or like my body worked on, just realigned before practice. I got to watch film, got to go meet, the exact time I need to go out for practice to make sure I get all my work done before practice actually starts. So we head out to the stadium at 11:30, practice starts at 12:15. So I get 45 minutes by myself down there, get up here. So just little things like that I'm getting more comfortable with, and it's just helping me in the long run.
Great. Thanks for the insight. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Tyler, Mike, Catalana. Everybody talks about confidence level with kickers. For you, so, for example, the last game, did you feel any more confident on your first 50-yarder, second 50-yarder, third 50-yarder? Does you feel differently after you've made a big kick or maybe even had missed a big kick?
Yeah, I mean, I felt, I was excited, to be able to hit those. And after each kick, yeah, it felt good after each kick. But after you make one kick, you just got to forget about it because you're only as good as your next kick. So just because you made the last one doesn't mean you're going to make the next one. But after each one, I got confident and I was excited and I just carried over to the next one and moved it to the next one. But, now that game is 2 weeks in the past and now we have the Chargers coming up. So that's the only thing I'm focused on.
So Brian Daboll was mentioning when he goes to you or has mentioned things to you, you just seem like you're ready to go no matter what it is. Do you feel that way or do you like to portray that to the coaches so they have confidence in you?
Yeah, no, definitely feel ready to go. And that's a testament to just the whole spec ops, starting with Heath and Smiley and Reed and Bojo. Even before warmups, like right after warmups, we already know what our line is, what our drop dead is. So if it's ever in question, we've already communicated. We already know and we've already communicated that to Coach McDermott, Coach the ball, and so they know before, without even thinking about it, we know what my line is and where they think I'm comfortable from. So when they ask if he's ready from there, they already know the answer, and so therefore we are ready.
And one last thing, you've kicked in rain, you've kicked in wind, cold's coming. What's the coldest game you've kicked in, and does it make a difference to you?
The coldest game I've kicked in was App State my senior year. It was, I think it was sleeting, a little bit of snow, a little bit of rain, windy. So it was probably in the 30s. You just got to stay warm. When it gets cold, you kind of lock up a little bit. You just want to stay loose, stay warm. And you don't want to try to overdo it. If you don't want to try to smash the ball, you just want to be nice and smooth with it. So that's what I would say.
Great. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Tyler Bass, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports 1080. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank God it's Friday. And who needs Rocky Balboa when the Bills have the eye of the Tyler, you know, at any given moment out there? So, you know, kicker swag with the one eye block. Is it kicker swag or, you know, is it any significant reason?
No, it's a little deeper than that. You know, I do it for my grandmother. Did it in high school when she was going through breast cancer, and I just kind of carried it over. But yeah, I mean, it does for me when I do that, you know, it's for deeper reasons, but I do kind of feel like, you know, I do get a little confidence from it. It makes me feel more than just, you know, a specialist, like, you know, like an athlete. So yeah.
Little swag, right? Little swag. Got swagging a little bit,
for sure,
right?
For sure. Gotta look good.
Absolutely. And speaking of that confidence, man, how confident to know that Coach McDermott believes that you can split it from anywhere? I mean, Big Tree, you know, wherever.
Oh, man, it's a good feeling. You know, you have to earn it each day, each week. You have to earn it just because, you know, I did it at Arizona game. You got to still prove yourself. You know, it's not going to just, you can't just do nothing and then expect it. You got to earn it each week. But you know, just having him believe in me, it's a huge, huge boost for me in general. Just helps me just whenever I'm going through something tough, you know, just always knowing he's got my back is huge. And I can't even explain it. It's a good feeling.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.